listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Let the podcast commence.
Oh no, I see what we've done. An interesting a new world opens up before us. No more handbrake.
No, well.
No more.
There could be a potential handbrake.
Linguistic handbrake.
I did like the international theme, and I know the podcast's a lot about us. Welcome back, by the way. For
great to be back. Great to be back. Happy March Eve. And if you're downloading this on the 28th of Feb, on the day it gets released.
And to all the listeners, thank you. But we talk about us a lot. I wanted to check in with some of them.
Yeah.
And so I emailed a guy from Iceland called Stari, and I said, what are you going to be up to today on March Eve? He came back with this.
Hello, this is Stari from Iceland, although I'm currently in Amsterdam building a ladder for my girlfriend.
Okay.
I had to do something drastic since I'd forgotten to sort out both Christmas and Valentine's Day gifts for her.
Better than a snake. Always better than a snake if you have an option of the two. So are we going to do that now?
I'm just going to give you an update from one listener.
We pick an international listener. It's good. I like it. Normally you do like listener stuff. Hmm. Other podcasts do it like later in the show once get through it and we're kicking it off.
We know that he's building a ladder. Don't know why that's making up.
What an amazing... if this is anything to go off, we're going to have more questions than answers in this part of the segment because
but that's
why,
a handbrake camp.
But it's not... It's a handbrake turn.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Not just a handbrake.
It's a skid.
Too. Yeah. But it's got the crowd's attention because why isn't there anyone good enough to build a ladder in Amsterdam? Or is it the hand built aspect?
Okay, Stari.
No, we're not just going to do the updates of Stari every week.
We are for next week.
Oh,
for next
week alone. You already got lazy. Pick a new one. Okay. You found good talent. The problem is, Jack, you know what Andy's done. He's found good talent in Stari, so he's like, great, I don't have to sort out another one for next week.
Anyway.
No, cycle it through. Share the wealth.
We'll do.
Stari, you've had your moment. Yep. You're building a ladder. Very sweet guy.
We'll set up a thing on the website that people can just drop a voice memo in of what they're up to today.
That would be hard for people to do.
Nah, it's easy.
Can we set it like a WhatsApp you could just send a message to?
Okay. We'll work it out.
Because already as a fan of podcasts, when I hear other podcasts go, easy, go to the website. Yep. I'm like, oh, forget about it. Love it. I mean,
our whole show is that.
I know. That's why we want to make it easy for people because I'm happy to dedicate an hour of my life listening to a podcast in the car. Yeah. And they're like, well, if you want to get involved, simply go.
We say go to the website all the time if you want to get involved.
But not to record an audio message. That's hard.
That's the problem,
isn't it? That's hard. Websites are easy. Audio messages are hard.
First bit of business. Tracksuits.
What are we? We're still in the ADF tracksuits from last year. We're happy with these tracksuits.
One,
I think we could change them up.
Yeah. If there's so, what brand? Filler?
Yep. Sfida, Slaz, Inja. We'll take anything.
It's nice to be in the Defence Force ones, but we have run its course. Jacko took his tracksuit home.
I've got the Navy one.
And went
you
for
took
a,
your Royal Australian Navy tracksuit home.
Well, we didn't need it. We went here over summer.
Went for a jog in it.
But Jack, these are...
the show tracksuits, mate.
Tony Barber's not taking his suits home that he hosts Sale of the Century. And
he might be.
He probably did. I bet you he did. But you don't see...
Bugs Bunny leaves his suit.
We can do better than this. You don't see the celebs from Celebrity Splash walking around in their show speedos. They stay in wardrobe.
No, but they might take them to the beach during summer.
I don't think they would.
If we replace them, I will hope to keep mine. Yeah, do we have to give these back?
No.
Well, the Defence Force doesn't want them. I would say this, though. This is the closest we've come to a promotional tracksuit. Because I'm sure, I know any company can make a tracksuit.
Yep.
We're more interested in the actual tracksuit brand being a tracksuit, aren't we? Because otherwise we're just going to be wearing Jim's mowing polos.
No, we're not doing that.
I mean, people will see a loophole and just sneak in.
Haim, something off the head, you said we needed to address, and it was timely.
Firstly, can we say thank you to all the podcasters across the summer break who've stayed invested in the show.
Yep.
We know audio messages are hard to do, but emails are easy. So we appreciate the correspondence. We've sifted through it all. And there's people that's, you know, they're like not up to date yet on the podcast, whatever. It doesn't matter. You don't need to be, this doesn't have to be March Eve for you.
Yep.
You know, you stay in, however you consume it is up to you. But thank you for the emails. As we were going through them, a theme popped up. And it was from the more kind of hardcore listeners of the show, people that have been with the various incarnations of this show over the years. one name, one word kept popping up. I'd say about a dozen times.
Yep.
And it was always cryptically mentioned as if this was a common topic of conversation on the show. We had people saying, well, I guess the good news about this year is Jonathan Denholm can listen to the show again.
Yep. And when Haim rang me in.
The name rang a bell to me, but didn't immediately. And then we remembered.
Yep.
If you listened to this show 5 years ago in 2014, yep, it was a radio show turned into a podcast. It was called The Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sort of a stopgap show.
It was a lovely show.
No, we had a great time. But
in fact, there was a long email from someone I received saying it was the preferred format of our show.
Not for the radio station. They hated it.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
We were essentially doing a podcast on air and the powers that be despised it.
Yeah.
They didn't know where to put it.
No.
Because it wasn't fit for radio, but it was a lot of fun to do as a show.
Yep.
One of the great things on the show was if you performed a feat, an incredible feat, I suppose much like the Hamish Andy coin, you could win a gold-coloured watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was only 50 of these ever minted.
Yep.
I had one, you had one, Ando.
Yep.
Jack, did you get one?
I got one, yeah.
Yeah, Jack.
I don't still have it. Just, I guess, in a move, and I just don't have it anymore.
Doesn't surprise me, another insulting revelation from Jack. This guy rings up Jonathan Denholm and said, I'll do anything for a watch.
Yep.
And he said, would you be prepared to take the ultimate wager? Game of paper, scissors, rock.
Yep.
If you win, you get the gold color watch. Congratulations. But if you lose, you're banned from the show for life.
Yes.
That's a huge cost to bear.
Yeah.
This is what happened in 2014.
One, two, three.
Scissors.
Paper.
Oh! Oh, no, Calvin! You're banned! You're banned!
I said rock.
You're banned!
And unfortunately, we are required to hang up on you immediately. Any final words, Jonathan?
Such a good goodbye.
It got emotional, didn't it?
So then he was out.
He was banned.
He was banned for life, and it meant we blocked his email.
Yep.
He wasn't allowed to participate in the show.
Mm.
He couldn't even talk about Hamish and Andy show stories with his friends. Obviously, it was a bit of a trust system.
Yep.
We looked into the science of if we could, like, specifically block the
his
frequency
phone.
From hitting his suburb or whatever, but it was a bit too difficult. So I was like, look, you are banned. Do the right thing. You're banned forever. Then we find out Cackling Jack has been chatting to him.
Yeah, so that was so weird.
The format of this show is people would suggest ideas. We'd have a topic every week, and he's still writing in for topics. Not surprisingly, Jack betrayed us.
Yeah.
And
I was just being polite. I think I honestly said, hey, thanks for still contacting the show. I'm aware of the ban, so just be careful.
You didn't at all. You didn't. I've gone back and listened to the audio. It's too complicated to play out here, but you said, don't worry, I'll bring these ideas up. I just won't say they came from you. So you're covering for him.
Okay. Yeah.
Classic double agent move. Yeah. We find out about this, so we said, Jack, call him and do the right thing.
Hello.
G'day, John. It's Jack calling from the Hamish and Andy Show. How are you going?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, just giving you a call because I know that we've been emailing back and forth a little bit when we weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, someone's caught wind of it and there's chat that someone's been talking to you inside the team and I've just got to stamp it out. So this is the last time we'll ever talk to each other.
Oh, that's a pity.
Sorry, mate. Got to go.
All right, mate.
Shouldn't even be talking to you now.
Yeah, I mean, he was actually a really nice guy.
We felt a bit bad. We commuted it to 5 years.
Yeah,
it was sort of like a parole board review.
Yep.
And we went, you know what? You can have 5 years. Now a lot of people are noticing 2019. That's the 5 years.
So let's give
the question before us is: do we allow this guy back into the show?
Yeah. Well, let's call him and ask him whether he's been listening.
I assume you'd still have his number on speed dial, Jack.
Well, this is his number from 5 years ago, so who knows if it'll work.
And you know,
hey Siri, go to most dial. Texted. I wonder what he's been listening to.
Oh.
Without us, it would be horrible.
Mm.
Hello.
John.
John.
Jonathan.
Hello.
It's Hamish and Andy here.
I'm just on a runway. I'm about to take off. So
that's okay.
where are you going, Jonathan?
Darwin.
Oh, great.
Yeah, great.
Enjoy it.
Sorry, we shouldn't have wasted time checking where you're going. We just are calling because it's 2019 now.
Mm.
And the band.
The band. The band from 5 years ago.
It's up.
We are reviewing your case, but we wanted to check, have you listened at all?
No, I completely forgot about you guys, to be honest.
Well, no, that's not true. You obviously thought about us a lot, but you did the right thing.
Yes.
You wanted to listen,
yeah, but you couldn't
listen. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's right. Am I allowed to go back and listen to the back catalogue now? Is that...
Oh, interesting. Okay?
Jonathan, if you are granted permission, yes, you are allowed to go back and listen to the back catalogue.
Perfect.
And you'll promise that you haven't heard anything we've done 5 years.
I haven't. No, not a thing.
Yeah, I believe.
but even though we have not, we're not part of your life anymore, still, paradoxically, still a fan?
Yeah, absolutely. It's ingrained in my DNA.
Jonathan, hey. Welcome back to the fold.
Jonathan, would you like to come back to the show?
I would love to.
Do you think you've learnt your lesson?
It's been a tough one, but yeah, I've learnt it.
Jonathan, you're back.
Yes.
You are no longer banned from the show. We welcome you back. We'd love it. We're doing a podcast now. You wouldn't know. It's just it's weekly.
Oh, wow. Perfect. I'll go back and listen.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good luck finding it. It's still in the same place. Hamish and Andy, if you were podcasting before.
You want to shut all that down? Yep. Blow the dust off your podcast app? You're back, baby.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, welcome back. And we will look. We will monitor this week's stats. To
Darwin.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing it tick up by one.
Appreciate it, man.
See you, mate.
No, that's JD. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good trip.
Haim, time for some power moves.
Great to see you very sharp on the SFX, Jack.
Yep.
Come back in.
Well rested.
People in Melbourne would know Jack had moonlights on a terrestrial radio show.
Yep.
So he's obviously just a little bit more
Yes,
slicker.
But I don't do the buttons over there, so.
Yes, but your hands are rested.
Keeps it for us.
Okay.
Lucky us. Only we are blessed with the technical prowess of Jack.
But everyone knows radio sucks and podcasting's where it's at.
The future.
Haim, power moves. We're looking on this podcast to define the definitive list of power moves, moves you can use in everyday life that gives you an air of authority.
Gives you the edge.
It gives you the edge in other people's company. Do you want to kick it off? Do you want me to? Because I've got one that I saw at an engagement party. Everyone will know this one as soon as I bring it up, but it certainly hasn't been added to the list.
Let's get it happening.
Conga line starts.
Yep.
I think it works best if you are second in the conga line.
Yep.
Because you really leave someone in the lurch, but just break off.
Conga line.
just break off. The guy at the first.
Let go of the first.
The guy that's first is having. He was out there having the time of his life being quite arrogant about it. The guy second, let him go.
Yep.
And started weaving left.
That's
and the
really
whole
good.
Party stopped. And that's when he realized, the guy at the front realized, I don't have any hands around my waist. I'm dancing by myself.
You give the third person in line, though, the dangerous idea that they could do it. Because. It's an amazing move. Yeah. It's a really beautiful move. Because what the guy on the front does, that first person, no one ever says this out loud, but you'll know that what the first person's thinking, which is, I'm the engine and these guys are my carriages. But what the second guy tells him is, we're actually all engines.
Yeah.
We don't need you to drive us.
I think anyone in the top five can do it.
Can be an engine.
Yeah, as long as your break-off group's bigger than the group you're leaving, I think it's a power move.
It's a really great one. Ando, look, I've got one that came in again. It's on email. Mm. I read it the other day. Mm. I just cannot for the life of me find out who emailed this in.
They'll know.
But it stuck with me. Mm-hmm. Made me laugh out loud as I was reading it. As I was eating breakfast one day, just flicking through some emails. When you're walking down the street, this is a street-based move, so available to a lot of people. Because sometimes we have very specific power moves, like, you know, if you're
in a meeting,
blacksmith's apprentice, and, you know, the boss says, hand me the small bellows or whatever. Like, you know, some they're fine, but it's nice to have some general ones.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're walking down the street and there's a dog poo, normally the normal thing to do is like, well, you know, watch out, mind your step. You point it out for the team.
Yeah.
The alternate power move is to point at the dog shit and yell as loud as you can, don't you dare step in that shit. Does give the air that you're sick and tired of the person you're with.
Stopping
indulging in their fetish
in poo
of stamping in poo.
That's right.
That's a goodie.
This one came in from Joe Bainbridge from England. Yeah. I assume. When a guest arrives at your house, at the door, ask if they'd mind taking their shoes off.
Good. So far, a normal occurrence in the Lee household.
That can happen. He goes, keep yours on. Gives you the benefit of making them an inch shorter and making you look taller.
That's a good one. That's a good idea. This is from Dan. I don't know why, but because we get everyone's emails when they come in. I always love it when it's a government email.
Yeah.
Too. So Dan's in the government, and I just like knowing guys like Dan are helping run the country. He goes, look, pretty simple one. When my wife gets mad at me, sometimes I like to go into the fridge and the cupboards in the pantry and tighten all the bottles and jar lids extra tight. So sooner or later, she'll have to talk to me again.
You see him with a vice or a wrench?
Oh, that's it. What's it? Old El Paso medium seltzer on a bit tight, is it?
This one here. This one appealed to me. It's from Blake Hallham.
Yep.
Very rare that a student can get the better of a teacher.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Great. So I like this. He said, I set my watch to the exact school time.
Okay.
I lock into their clocks.
He's figured out that it's all like the bell.
The bell.
Yeah, right.
So he goes, I know that the bell's not ringing exactly on 11 when it should be. It's a little bit out, but he sets his clock.
Or it's off a program or something. Because yep. Why would you leave it to human error? There'd be a student revolt.
So now he can predict the future. And he's in class. And he waits till about 10 seconds to go and starts packing up his bag.
Yeah, great.
That's when the teacher tells him to stop.
Great.
Because the bell hasn't rung. And he looks the teacher in the eye and goes, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, great. Really good. It kind of gives him the air that he's like in Groundhog Day. Yeah. I know exactly how this day is playing out. Don't bother me with your mortal stuff. And this comes in from Jonathan Love, international podcaster. Look, he goes, this is a good workplace one. When somebody approaches you and begins to speak, he doesn't say this, but I would say it works well if you're trying to assert dominance over that person to the wider group.
Yep.
Simply, when someone approaches you and begins to speak, let them get a few words in, then interrupt them and say, whoa, 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 slow down. It makes it look as if they're frantic and speaking nervously. He then, and I feel like I have to mention this.
Yep.
Signs off his email by saying, keep up the great work, fantastic podcast. P.S. Congratulations on the superior penis, Hamish. Because we did.
Yes.
I mean, that was a competition we had last year.
Yes.
He's just merely referencing a title I won. But it's a nice sign off.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Foul move from me.
Hey, something we forgot to mention is...
Yes, mini bit of business.
We, I know you said to me over the break I should look into the book. I haven't.
Yeah.
And
no, that disappoints me because I've fulfilled all my tasks.
Not wearing a ghillie suit for the entire time.
Kept it off.
Hogs, good pal of the show, book publisher.
He's a book publisher.
For next week... I guarantee that we'll have an update from Hawks.
We'll talk to him about making the coffee table book on power moves.
Yes.
The fantasy is still, you open at one side, it's legend moves. Yep. The other side, arsehole moves.
Yep.
It does look to be almost 95% arsehole moves at the moment. Yep. Although, we can aim for a fair mix.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd like to ask Hawks too, like, how well does that sort of double cover book go in the market?
That's a nice thing, yeah. And how big? Like, there'd be signs behind how big your coffee table is to move units.
Coffee table books are some of the biggest you'll ever see.
Yes.
Like, you know, and no one ever reads them.
No.
Like, oh, you know, like...
This one,
Faces of Warhol.
Yeah.
Like, oh, great, you know. Yeah. And basically, I'll give you the hits. Mum's got them all.
This will be
French Gardens.
This will be the most read coffee table book of all time.
We're going to break the mold.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I got an email on my side of the fence. Looked at it again. Jaw hit the floor. Immediately printed it off. Sprinted out of my office. Jumped in one of the golf carts that we have at HNA headquarters. Screamed across. Cut through the stuff, soccer field, screamed across the compound, raced over to the Eastern Complex.
Through my security, turret.
Your turret through security one, through security two, retina scan, fingerprint scan, golden rocket, up to the top of your penthouse, kicked in the door.
Yep.
Didn't see what was going on in the jacuzzi, didn't want to see it.
Yep.
Grabbed you were toweling off with a mink robe.
Yep.
And said, have a look at this.
And I couldn't believe it. And I was like, despite the damage you'd done to my door, I forgot about it.
You made good time. Didn't I just Skype you from your office?
Forgot about it immediately because I was like, yes.
Yeah, we've got to do something.
Someone is in trouble.
Sounds
and it's actually forced us to bring a whole new segment to the podcast in 2019.
Oh, you know what I reckon?
Yeah.
I bet radio steals this.
Yep, agreed. Where essentially if someone's in need,
yep.
we will help out.
We want to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And the segment's called this.
So the concept that we've personally invented here
yep.
is if someone's in trouble, we use our influence, connections, and the machine of working at a big corporation to, quote-unquote, rescue
yes.
them. And all you've got to do is write in and tell us what you need help with. This one came from Dan.
Yep.
And he's an international podcaster, so immediately our antenna's up. We love yep. to look after
everyone.
Those that choose to listen globally. Not just in our home country of Australia. Mm. Guys, I have an interesting request for you. I purchased flights to Melbourne for the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Good
it's coming
concert.
Very soon.
Yep.
Before tickets were on sale. So he's purchased flights first. And just what you would expect to happen next happened. I missed out on tickets despite waiting as soon as they came up for sale, as well as registering for the pre-sale. So everything's worked against Dan here.
Yeah.
He's filthy. I'm from Dunedin, New Zealand, so these flights, not cheap.
No.
These aren't cheap flights. Look, I don't like doing this, but I'm wondering if there's anything you're able to do to help me out here, being the genuine legends that you are.
Yep.
And it was that sentence that got me, Ando.
Mm.
Is there anything you're able to do to help me out here, being the genuine legends you are? Look forward to hearing from you,
yep.
back to you. And I thought, well, look, we're doing these rescues now. How can we help?
Yeah.
He's got flights. He's obviously spent a lot on the flights, but he's got no tickets. Should we get Dan up?
Yeah, let's give him a buzz.
Love doing this stuff. Makes me feel good.
Hello, Dan speaking.
Dan,
it's your best friends Hamish and Andy here from the Hamish and Andy podcast. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you guys?
We're really well.
Excellent.
And you are the first participant in Hamish and Andy to the Rescue, a new segment for 2019.
Interesting.
We got your email. We had been tossing around doing this for a little while, seeing if we could help use our powers for good, help one person per week. Got your email. Mm-hmm. You, just to recap, see if we've got the facts here correct. You bought flights to Melbourne from Dunedin just assuming you were going to get Chili Peppers tickets.
Yep.
A very risky assumption.
Yeah.
Well, you would have thought you registered for the pre-sale. You did everything you were meant to do. And
yeah.
You missed out. So now you have got flights, but you are ticketless, and that is not a good situation to be in. But do you mind if we ask, how much did you spend on the flights?
Two flights. I spent, I think, $290 each flight.
Oh,
I only bought tickets over there, which was safe. I got caught by consumerism, and Air New Zealand gave me a wee notification saying they had a sale on, so I dived into it.
Yeah, yes. Right. So you bought two tickets? Is that two one-way tickets?
Yeah.
Right,
so that's okay. So obviously, that's almost $600.
Yep.
If you don't get Chili Peppers tickets, that's just going to go to waste that money. You're $600 bucks
it's just
down.
Written off.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, a lot of people would send an email like you sent, thinking there's no hope here.
Yep.
Your timing's spectacular. Yep. Since we're now going to start rescuing people, we had a word with the people here. Obviously, we're Podcast One now, but Podcast One is still part of a radio network.
Yep.
Our old boss, Grumpy Dave,
mm-hmm.
he is the head of two networks, right? So he's across a lot of stuff that's happening at the station. We told him about your dilemma.
And he said he could help you out, bud.
Dan, we said to Dave, is there anything that you can do to help this young man out? Are you sitting down, Dan?
I'm sitting down, yeah.
Because Grumpy Dave has agreed to purchase your flights off you at 90% of what you pay. You're only going to be down 10%. You've hardly lost any money. He's got family in Dunedin. He's got cousins.
And he'll bring them across.
And he'll be able to fly them across using your airfare.
You could be in much worse situations.
Yes, exactly.
So we've come to the rescue. I think we've got Dave on the line.
Grumpy Dave's there. Dave, thank you very much.
Hello, boys. Hello, Dan. I've always wanted to go to...
No, you're flying people. You're flying your family from Dunedin to Melbourne.
Oh, I'm going the other way.
Yes, it's just one-way tickets.
Even
this
better.
Stage.
There's only 2 one-way tickets. Yeah. I know. You...
And so it's about even $540 bucks, which is good because, Dan's paid
absolute
nearly $600.
Bargain.
Yeah,
absolute
can
bargain.
Can I please just clarify? I don't want to have to pay the name change fee too. But
that's a good Dan.
Now you're getting difficult there, Dan.
Oh, still a good offer for the rescue. Dan, you'd have to pay the name change fee.
Dan?
Oh, mate.
Do you accept the name change fee charge?
I'll pay 90% of the name change fee.
That's pretty good. He's got it back with the 90-90 deal.
That's fair.
Hey, thank you, Dave. There you go, Dan. And just when you think nothing good happens in this world, there you go. Dream come true.
That's gold.
Yes.
That's gold.
Cheers, mate.
Have a dream come true. You can leave you guys on the line to nut out the details, exchange passport numbers, or log in.
They're nutted out. I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm done eating.
Dan. Good, Dave. Dan, you bring up, you need a reservation number, you need to switch to Dave. Leave you guys to nut out the details.
They've gone and done it again. Hamish and Andy heroes. Young kids will look up to them as role models for good men. Hamish and Andy to the rescue.
Feels good.
Hey, Dan. This is the part where, you know, we come back, just joking, we got the tickets. We couldn't actually get any tickets.
Actually can't get tickets.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Sorry. I'm glad I didn't go and tell too many people.
Couldn't even find them.
Sorry
about
that.
But again, the real rescue stands.
Yeah. Yep. Apparently one of their concerts is on YouTube.
This is not to the rescue anymore.
So
this
good.
Is just
That's
as
so
you good. Get the, just as you get in the doors of the Westpac rescue chopper, it push you out again. Nah, I'm just mucking around with you, mate. You're still attached to the rope.
See you,
no, okay. Full CD collect. Yeah, Andy's got a DVD.
Haim, a few weeks ago, I came home a bit later than I said I was going to Bec.
Okay.
And she'd been waiting. And
candle melted, cold chicken dinner.
Yeah. No, it wasn't so much a scene out of a movie. It was more just...
Hiding in the bushes.
She just said, what time are you home? I said about 9.
Yeah.
And I got home around about 12:30, having had a few too many beers.
Do what you want. And young man.
And Bec said,
you know,
you're gonna sleep in the spare room. And I went...
Well, it's her house.
And I was, well, actually, I went... Like pretending that it was a punishment. It's the best thing ever. The spare room. Like I think
sleep apart all the time.
Yeah, it's
I've got to get up early in the morning. I mean, Zoe's wrapped. I'm wrapped. Sleep all night. Do whatever you want.
So I couldn't believe that I was getting a whole bed to myself.
Yeah. You're going to Vegas to think about it. Very noisy. And there's a lot of bright lights, and you'll hate it.
So I was like, but I took that on the chin.
Yeah,
and up to the other bedroom I went. In the morning, after 9 hours of sleep. I went, I better go check on Bec. Went across and she's not in our bedroom. I was like, oh, maybe she's gone out, Pilates, work, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I hear from the bathroom, our little ensuite, sweetie? And I was like, oh. And I open the door and Bec's there. And she just bursts into tears. And I was like, oh, is everything all right? And she's like, yeah. She's trying to gather her thoughts. She's exhausted. And that's when I remember for the last 4 months, Bec has been asking me to fix the internal bathroom door. At 2 o'clock, she went for a wee, and on the way,
stuck in that old toilet.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, she went for a wee, went to go back into the bedroom.
And you got your
and
wish.
The doorknob broke off. Here are the kickers. The light and the fan are both on the outside of the room.
Oh, so she's in the
dark. So she turned
them on.
So she turned it on.
So all night long,
so
like,
she's sitting there.
Like and, fan noise, light.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. I said, I looked down on the ground and there was two towels and a robe as a pillow.
She tried to make a nest.
She tried to.
In captivity, Bec will make a nest.
Yes. So she tried to have a sleep. Didn't get anywhere with that. I said, well, what are you doing? She goes, I was yelling out to you, but I'm on the other side of the house.
You're in detention.
Having had a heavier sleep than normal.
You've got headphones on and are dancing around the room, like playing air guitar, having a great time.
And then she's like, well, people around us know that we live here. Me yelling out Andy hysterically is probably...
Oh, she's yelling it nicely.
Well, like, it's tough at that point when she's a bit worried.
Don't tell me you went and did a fly drop to neighbours. Guys, just clearing a few things up. The other night, you might have heard my girlfriend screaming, Andy. I can totally understand why it would sound like we're having a fight, but I'm giving you this very elaborate, seemingly made-up story about a door handle that fell off that answers all your questions, and I'm totally in the clear.
So I said to her, well, what were you going to do? And she goes, I had no idea what time it was. I must have got some sleep.
She can see a bit of daylight, though.
It's completely daylight now. The sun had come up 3 hours beforehand. So I said, what were you going to do? She's like, there's a small window which I was going to... I saw builders going and coming across the way, and I was going to yell out to the builders. And we've got a code for the house. Just give them the code and come and rescue me. So I was just kind of biding time to see if you'd come in. But if it worst got to worst by, say, midday, if she felt like the day had really got away from her, she was going to start yelling at builders. I went, right, how else did you spend the other 3 hours waiting around? She said, oh, I did 3 face masks and had
a mini day spa. It's sort of like that jail you hear about in Colombia. Mm. You're in jail, but you can, it's a nice jail if you've got the money. Like, you can kind of have a fancy time. Let me ask you this quickly. Mm. When you woke up in that morning, did you go like straight into your bedroom to check on Beck, or did you sit in bed and like play iPhone games for a while? Your mind going back while she's like dying of hunger in the bathroom?
Yep.
You're like,
I played score match. You're playing soccer match.
Yes. Yeah.
That we played a lot.
I got to ask you a question. Yeah. You told me about that game and you're like, I'm addicted to this soccer game. Mm. And I started playing it, but I think I'm playing the wrong game.
Really?
I'm playing Score Hero.
No, a different game. Not as addictive.
I've been playing it for weeks trying to get into it, going, how's Andy carrying on about this game? Like, he's acting like it's the greatest game of all time.
Yeah.
What's different about Score Match?
I haven't played Score Hero, so I don't know, but...
I hear you and Ryan talking about it, and I'm thinking to myself, that's not the conversation I would have based on the game I'm playing.
Yeah. Dunk's nearly lost his girlfriend over it. Because the problem with Score Match is you're playing someone...
Oh, my God, Beck's still in the bathroom. Yeah. Beck's Ando, we caught up many, many times over summer. Had a lot of fun.
Did.
There was one burning question I wanted to ask you every time we caught up, and I restrained myself because I thought selfish of me to ask this off air,
okay,
as a lot of most of our catch ups are.
Yeah.
When really, I think the people of the People's Podcast would want to know the answer as well, because it's to do with something that's been was raised, I think, 2 years ago, Jack, maybe a year ago, maybe when we were back still on radio.
Yeah, probably.
Don't know the answer to this question. It's a genuine 50-50 for me.
Yep.
But depending...
Is it a yes-no question?
It's a yes-no question.
Oh, right.
Depending on your answer, I have prepared a song that could go either way.
Okay, great.
A song for yes and a song for no. Because, as you'll hear in a second, the question has something slightly to do with the song-based world or musical world.
So have you recorded the question as a song as well?
No, I've recorded... the flow on the celebration or the head scratching.
Okay.
Depending on the yes or the no. Mm-hmm. The question I will perform live to you in moments from now, just using my voice.
Yeah, great.
And I'll do it in English.
Yep.
It'll be like any other upwards inflection at the end. You'll recognize it instantly as a question.
Okay, good.
The question is,
here it's coming.
I did promise. Moments from now.
Yeah.
Slight preamble before the question.
Okay.
It's well known to long-term listeners of both the radio show and the podcast that you have a special place in your heart for the hit nonsense film Mary Poppins from the 70s or 60s or whenever it came.
50s. Nonsense film.
It was a bit silly.
Yes.
From the 60s or 20s. I don't know when it came out. It was met with great glee from you a couple of years ago and was announced they're doing a remake.
Yes.
It came out over summer. I saw it on buses, posters everywhere, bus stops. Here's the question.
Yeah.
Did you see Mary Poppins at the movies?
I did not.
That surprises me.
Pop Poppins, Poppins, Poppins. I thought you would have Poppins. You've had 3 months to Poppins. Surely you haven't forgotten. With a pinch of luck and a dash of popcorn, you can Poppins still. It's playing in some cinemas. Poppins, it you dill.
Hello, Mr. Andy. No, Poppins, what's that about?
That's Cackling Jack, and he wants to know what's with your Poppins drought. So grab a tiny bluebird and a rainbow or two, and Poppins yourself silly, yes, Poppins till you spew. Poppins!
We did it in the style of Poppins for you. You love Mary Poppins so much. What's the deal, Leo? Too busy?
No, as it turned out, it wasn't a remake. Yeah. It was a new one. It was a sequel.
Yeah, but still in the world you love.
Yeah, I was kind of excited about seeing the same film.
Oh, like, you're worried it would have new songs.
Seeing Emily Blunt singing new songs. Yeah, you know, but it turns out I don't think.
Not on your radar.
Nah. No, well, I wanted the opportunity to sing along in the cinema.
That's what was popping your poppins. That would have got you poppinsing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to hear the song if you did see it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Poppins, 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 come on Beck, we're gonna see Mary Poppins at the flicks. Grab this umbrella, I'll be that homeless fella. Don't worry, I bought all the gold class ticks. Oh, second night of Poppins, we're going again. What do you mean you've got something on? I told the boys I'm off at golf, but secretly I'm Poppinsing with you all night long. Oh, Poppins, 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 I've seen it 50 times or more. Read the sign on my door. Gone, Poppinsing. Poppins, 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 non-stop Poppins. And that's how I spent my summer. I'm Andy.
That one was from your perspective in the style of Poppins. Where I imagined you saw it more than once.
Yeah. That's it. I've had enough of this. Okay. Jack, have you got like a celebration effect over there?
Yep.
Don't hear it yet.
Oh, sorry.
don't use that one.
That's not celebration.
Oh, my God. And the radio show.
Okay.
They don't use you for the buttons at your radio show that you do. Amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Cackling Jack.
After years and years of huge promises and big talk.
Yep.
And a lot of YouTube tutorials. And then, let's face it, hiring professionals.
And comforting.
Once he started getting a bit of Sweet Breakfast Radio money.
Comforting his wife.
Yeah.
While she lived with
his parents.
So many broken,
broken promises, big claims. Yeah. Soon, honey. Oh, I'm just waiting on a bit of Merbu.
Yeah, exactly. Has finally, when I say built, I'm going to put that in quotation marks.
Overseen the construction.
Started to build, then oversaw the construction.
Actual professional's construction.
Of his house, and he has moved in.
Thank you.
You're in.
Thank you.
This is big. Now, from the bold claims at the beginning of, guess what, guys, I'm going to build a house with my two hands, kind of an Abraham Lincoln feel. I'm going to mill the wood myself. I'm going to find some sand. I'm going to melt it down into glass.
Noah from The Notebook. That's exactly who Jack thought he was going to be.
Had high hopes. And then we were asking stuff about, what's the laws? Like, doesn't it have to pass
code?
All I cared about was that thought of grandkids one day telling people in their family, granddad built this house. Before the roof fell in on him
and he was impaled by one of the struts because he thought you could just use tent poles for tiling.
Yeah, hopefully they're not saying granddad built this house followed by hysterical laughter. So, Jacko, what percentage of the house did you do?
Because your big claim was Christmas Day. You promised your wife.
Yes, and we were. In Christmas Eve, we dragged the bed into the bedroom.
Christmas miracle.
Still not finished, but
what's the opposite of applause? Can you play that
in reverse?
We live
please?
In there.
Do you have a boo?
We live in there
with
all
the normal in your
things
own house.
A house has. We got a little bit of landscaping to do. There's still a bin sitting out the front.
Yeah.
And a few things around the house that, like, there's no fireplace in the fireplace. It's just a big empty hole
but
at the moment.
You're entertaining people there.
Like, yes, yeah, so you use it as a, and I'll have you guys around soon.
Hmm. When it's finished.
Well, it's interesting you say that because it's like, it's obviously begun to function as your house.
Yes. So we've really stopped putting work in because now we can just use it as a house. It's got a bathroom. It's got a kitchen.
Mm. Well, here's the thing, Jack. I feel like the listeners of the podcast have been so invested in this journey of you making the house. Annie and I personally have been always wondering, when's he going to finish that house?
Yep.
And it feels like a very joyous occasion that the house is constructed, which is why we wanted to throw you a surprise housewarming.
Right, at my house.
Yeah, of course. That's the house. The first ever surprise housewarming. We're going to organise it for you. We're going to get people, hit us up, hamishandy.com, and register. It's in Melbourne. If you'd like, you'll never know when it's happening.
You'll get home one day and we'll all go, surprise!
Gotcha. Oh, don't tell me what day it is.
This is the surprise part.
Surprise part could be now.
No, it's like surprise birthdays. Imagine how annoying that would be if you knew you had a surprise.
We're going to get a minibus. And we'll blindfold everyone for security reasons,
I don't really care.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm glad you chopped that because I wouldn't worry too much.
Someone stole in the fireplace. Oh, no, we just never put one in.
How do you steal a hole? We're going to minibus, let's say, a dozen people over to yours. Everyone can bring a plate. So this will work best for Melbourne listeners, but if you can get yourself to Melbourne.
How many people would be good at
the I think a dozen. It's not a very big house.
Okay.
No, it's not huge, but I mean... If you wait till the entertaining area at the back is done, but that might be for 6 months.
We're ready to warm it.
So if you go in dining room, maybe 12 to 24.
Great.
Well, I think we can. Andy's got his bus license. We'll see what the biggest bus we can get in. But we'll get people on a minibus. We'll sort of meet somewhere central.
Yes.
Drive out.
So will Bianca at least know my wife, who also lives in
the
house?
It'd be nice to surprise them both.
It'd be nice to surprise you both. We'll probably hire a private detective to let us know if and when you're at the house.
I'll just tell you. Well, this part can be a surprise. I actually like the idea, but this part will be the surprise, and then we just agree on a date and we go there.
We like the idea of just barging in.
The surprise is the exciting part.
Yeah, that's the real gift.
That's the gift to us and you. Everyone gets so excited for surprise birthday parties. You know, they film it. You're like, oh, what's going to happen? Those kind of things.
It's
how's it going to react?
The anticipation's really the most exciting part. If we tell you, we steal that from you.
It's a party. It's a housewarming that Jack's organised.
All right. So is it daytime? Because usually I get...
You don't know.
Lips are sealed.
Okay. And what do I have to do? Do I have to... I'm worried now I have to keep the house clean at all times in case there's a surprise party.
That wouldn't happen. I suppose it's how much you want to show off your house. But I haven't thought this around a bit. It's not a bad point. Would it be worth, Jack, having on hand, you know, a dozen bags of chips and
beers? No, you can cater.
We can bring that.
No, but he should have a bit of stuff on hand at all times and ice. I mean, he's hosting a party.
Well, I think
I'm not going over there for nothing.
The regular surprise birthday party rule should
stand. So he doesn't have to do anything.
He shouldn't have to do anything.
Right. If Mission Chips and a beer company want to send me a whole lot of stuff to have my house stocked.
Why did you name drop Mission Chips? And what just to prove that it's not sponsored, what a poor choice.
Yeah.
Because they're just corn chips. Yeah. Why wouldn't you go one of the big hitters like Smith's or Kettle?
Yep.
Oh, I really love those Mission Chips. That's why.
This is outrageous.
Okay. All right, we're going to get out of here.
He's got us again.
Hey, before we go, I want to thank all our listeners, particularly the ones that go and fill out the form, the more involved.
Valued and important podcast.
That's what it is. That's I forgot all about what it was actually called.
Well, it's because when we do the reading, we don't do the filling out. So we're certainly very grateful of them, Amanda. And I've just had a chat to Webgeezer Jez. It's going to be a new form for Jack's surprise housewarming.
Great new form for that.
And if you're in Melbourne.
I think we put a couple more questions on the...
We've updated the form.
It's very easy to do, though. But
it's so much easier than attaching a sound file. You won't have to do that.
Haim, I was having a read through my side. 50-50, they get split.
Yeah.
And a fellow called Lord Kane.
A real lord?
I don't think so. But
shame.
He said, special skills, I have a vein in my face that I can move without touching it. And I was
not bad.
Probably not great for radio, audio. So,
I mean, because really, just a note on the special skills, what really excites us is like, right, well, is this going to be exciting to watch someone attempt this?
Yeah.
And if it's just my elbows are double jointed, that is great.
Yeah.
But it's not as exciting to watch you attempt it as it is to watch someone guess someone's shoe size just by visual inspection.
So then I wandered down to, I would say, a less thoroughly looked at area of the skills form or the VIP form. Unique and interesting facts about myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, actually, people usually shoot their wad in special skills. A lot of people just go, oh, I already did it. Yeah. I already told you about my elbows.
Exactly. Yeah. Said, I've released an album online made up purely of my farts.
Jeez.
And I went, oh, have you really released it? You know, like, have you just put one up there and...
Sure. One fart. How many farts have you released?
56 tracks, seven minutes and 56 seconds of audio.
A 7-minute album?
It's an 8-minute album.
Hang on, are these his real farts?
That's why. It's so... And there's tracks like Breath of Fresh Air.
That's not a breath of fresh air.
That's not a breath of fresh air.
I mean, that's someone forcing it through sweaty cheeks.
All I'm saying to you, Ham, is I know this is not a savoury area, but the amount of time and effort this guy has put in to this, I think it's fascinating. And I thought,
I am interested to hear where we're going with this, and I think we should get Lord Kane on, if that's what you're about to say. One of the things I think would shock time travellers from the 80s or 70s to nowadays would be how lax we are with the term album. Because back in the 70s, an album meant a deal.
Yep.
It meant a promo tour. Yeah. You're on a bus. You're doing arena shows to support it.
Yeah.
It didn't mean 756 of farts. But now you can just put an album out. You can put anything at call in an album.
So if you guys were interested,
yeah.
I know that we've got a level of on this podcast that we don't want to dip below as far as, you know, lowbrow humour. But if we approached it as we're getting a young artist on to actually learn about the album.
Yeah, you're right.
And take it quite seriously.
We have musical guests from time to time. Yes. We certainly had them in our careers.
Amy Shark came on. She sung.
We made her swim like a shark. We superimposed some stuff.
Exactly. I was wondering, do we get Lord Kane on to talk seriously about the album?
Is he willing to discuss it seriously?
Yes.
Have you reached out to him?
Mm.
Great. Well, I vote yes.
Jack?
Andy, your vote?
Mine's yes. Jack doesn't need... They don't need
well,
you.
Sometimes we get people to perform live. Would we get him in the music studio?
An acoustic. acoustic
session. A little less fallback on his parts than normal. Let's take it one step at a time, right? Huge forward tease to next week. We're going to have Lord Kane on.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.